Returning to our earlier story about the government's revamped school lunches program for years 7 to 13, which it says will do away with the likes of quinoa and hummus and return to basics. Associate Education Minister David Seymour says the program will get $478 million in this year's budget to keep it going for the next 2 years. Primary schools will keep the same model, but from next year, a no-frills model will be rolled out in intermediate and high schools, saving $107 million a year. Reporter Louise Tanuth visited high schools across Tamaki Makaurau to gauge their reaction.
News that free school lunches will continue was music to the ears of many parents of the 230,000 students who rely on free school lunches.
For me, that is good because if my parents can't cook, they, at least they are getting something to eat.
It is good news for us, yeah. Like, we are working parents, but sometimes we do two or three jobs and it becomes difficult, or sometimes we just run out of time, you know?
Yeah, it's very good news. Really appreciate of that.
For those years 7 and up, a new alternative model will kick in from next year. While the focus will still be on providing nutritious food to students, the government says that in order to save $107 million, things like quinoa and hummus are out the window. Lunchbox items like fruit, muesli bars and sandwiches with a longer shelf life are in. Principal of Aorere College in Auckland's Papatoetoe, Leanne Webb, says that's not enough for students who rely on lunch as their main or sometimes only meal of the day.
That is really disappointing because the hot meals are a lot more enjoyable for the students than the sandwich. The sandwich is the least attractive option.
Of the 1,650 students at the college, two-thirds of them take part in the lunches program. Next year's scheme is focused on reducing waste, but Leanne Webb says at the end of the lunch break, there's nothing to spare.
We do often have kids come at the end of the day asking if there's any food left over, so waste is not the issue.
Aorere College works with external providers, DJ's Catering, who provide for staff to come in, set up and deliver the lunches. But the onus will now be on schools themselves to manage the ordering, storage, preparation and distribution of the food. Ms Webb says the college simply doesn't have that capacity.
We don't have the facilities for doing that. We don't have the staff for that. We don't even have enough teachers. Are we supposed to hire someone specially to do it without the funding to do that?
Principal of Otahuhu College, Neil Watson, echoes this concern.
That comes in a cost in terms of staffing time, and we would have to look at how we manage that and how we do that in such a way which doesn't detract from the students in the classroom too.
86% of students at Otahuhu College opt into the lunches scheme provided by external company Kiwi Canteen. Mr Watson says there are no leftover lunches, but with the menu changing, he's worried that might change too.
If you had a choice between a hot hamburger and two muesli bars, probably the hamburgers would have a higher uptake than two muesli bars.
Parents RNZ spoke to say that while a hot lunch is best, especially in winter, free kai and a full puku is still life-changing.
No, that's all right. As long as the kids are fed, I guess sandwiches and the fruits are just as healthy as the hot meals.
I think hot meal was good, very good. But even sandwiches for kids, that will be okay too. They will eat healthy.
The finer details of the new Ka Ora Ka Ako program for years 7 to 13 will be determined later this year with the assistance of an expert advisory group. Educators are hopeful it will have the right outcomes for their tamariki.
The goal of this government is to improve student attendance and improve student achievement. And so my question is this move going to work towards that goal, or is it going to work against that goal?